From originating station VK4WIA, this is Q News with today's highlights from the Sunshine State.
Welcome to Q News from VK4WIA. I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. One of those areas which has a certain mystique in our hobby is homebrew. Whether we are at tinkerers or full-blown constructors, amateur radio has evolved as a sharing hobby, where what is learned is proudly shared with one's colleagues. With the development of the World Wide Web, sharing projects and experiments has taken a whole new direction for many amateurs. A notable example of this phenomenon is the story of Frank, K0IYE. I mentioned this last June here on Q News. I've often followed links to Frank's book, Crystal Sets to Sideband, which is a free internet book, and it was with pleasure that I read Frank's story in last May's issue of World Radio Online. There is a further article in that issue showing the construction of one of Frank's projects. Anyone familiar with Drew Diamond's use of ugly construction will feel at home with the use of the Manhattan technique used in this audio amplifier. Even in this age of the ready-made, for the hobbyist, there is a place for rolling one's own. Part of this is the self-imposed challenge of succeeding at something different. And part of it is using equipment that you have made. Another part is being able to share what we have picked up along the way with other amateurs. For his efforts in explaining, developing and sharing his journey, a big thank you to Frank, K0IYE. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. In the Brisbane area, it can be heard on 1843 kHz using amplitude modulation. I'm Terry, VK4 Alpha, Alpha Tango.
Hi, it's Ray, VK4, Charlie Fox with news from the Redcliffe and Districts Radio Club. Unfortunately, due to work commitments and some other technical difficulties over the past couple of months, I haven't been able to bring you the news, but it is really good to be back with the news from the Redcliffe Club. As you're aware, the club conducts technical talks on the third Monday night of every month, and the program for the rest of the year is as follows. In November, Peter VK4TAA will be talking about the repairing and programming of older radios, such as the Philips series of radios. And in December, John VK4CJC will be talking about the calibration of SWR and power meters. And also, as a special, Jan VK4Charlie Zulu will be talking about 6 meter DX. The club members will also be competing in the spring VHF-UHF field day, and we'll be using the club's competition call sign VK4 India Zulu, so give the guys a call during the contest if you hear them. And while speaking of VHF, Charles VK4BTC has constructed a 6 metre 4-element beam, which is only awaiting installation on the club's mast, and with its rotator should be ready for that competition weekend. The club's Christmas social gathering will be held at the 4 Mile Creek Hotel, 260 Gympie Road, Strathpine, on the 3rd of December 2011, starting at 11:30 a.m. All club members and their partners are invited to attend, but remember guys, as per club rules, there will be no transmitting equipment allowed inside the venue. The club will be holding its final working bee for the year at 9 a.m. on the 10th of December 2011. Guttering around the clubhouse will either be repaired or replaced, and John YJV has already organised the supply of the guttering. Well done, John. The kitchen bench also has to be moved about 50 millimetres to allow a dishwasher to be installed. And to end a very busy year, the next big fundraising for the club will be another Bunnings Sausage Sizzle for the 27th of December 2011. Now, your assistance is really required for this, and it's also appreciated that this is over the Christmas holidays, and many members will be out of town, but if you're able to assist, even for a few hours, please contact Secretary Roger, VK4ZLQ, or via the club's website, secretary@redcliffradioclub.org.au, if you're available. Now, our news this week ends on a very sad note with the passing of young Daniel Coombs, a son of one of our club members who died unexpectedly in his sleep last Monday. Now, as this news goes to air, Daniel's funeral was actually held at the chapel at the Marist College, Ashgrove, yesterday. To you, John, and your family, all club members are deeply saddened with your very sudden and unexpected loss. So until next time, this is Ray, VK4, Charlie Fox, and you've been listening to Q News.
Q News. We've reported. You decide.